Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm here.
I'm here too.
And I'm here.
Isn't that great? And I'm here.
And I'd like to welcome you to my show.
This is my show.
It's mine now. Whoever says it's their show first wins.
That was not part of the rules. I demand a do-over.
I made the rules. It's my show. So today we have Dan as a guest. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
He's I've got some questions for you.
What questions do you have for me?
I'm hosting. Excuse me?
I'm very busy.
It's hard to hear you. I think we have a bad line. Let's hang this up. All right. So next caller, we have Dan from New Jersey.
Hi, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and mm-hmm. I'd just like to say that your wildly homophobic remarks in the last episode have severely upset me, and I've talked to my local church group about it, and we're going to have a candlelight vigil outside of your recording studio next week. I just wanted to give you a heads up in case you wanted to maybe apologize, maybe make a donation to the First Calvary Baptist Chapel Church in Kentucky.
All right, well, let me congratulate you, first caller, on your first phone call. First of all, you can't have a chapel and a church combined. That's a little weird, don't you think? Second of all, I really like fire, so I'm looking forward to the fire being outside. As I do always, like in hell, I hear that people burn in hell, like yourself.
And hell is where you will burn if you don't repent of your sins.
No, you're going to burn in hell because you don't like... I don't even know your position anymore. You might be gay or not.
How dare you insult me like that?
Either way, you're dead in hell. What can I help you with?
You people, you get on the airwaves and you think you know everything, don't you?
All right, next caller. Who do we have? Oh, right, we have Dan from New Jersey. What you calling about?
Hey, I'm back on my show. Thanks a lot for hanging up on me like that.
Yeah.
Calling that other guy.
Like that other guy.
Appreciate it.
Sure do like him.
Yeah, no, he was great. brought some real pizzazz to the show.
So I heard you have some news for us today.
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be best if you told the story.
You know, I wish I had a dollar for every time you just flaked out on your storytelling.
Here's the story.
All right, thank you. Yes. All right, this just in, birds are attacking you for your pants. That's what you just handed me, and it's written in blood.
that's my blood.
Okay. Well, at least it's not the bird's blood.
Matt, I think we need to stop.
Okay, all right.
I have a problem.
I can't believe this is happening. What is your problem?
I know. I'm sorry. I know. We're like right into the episode, and we did the whole thing with the pretend phone callers, and it was going well.
We planned it all.
That was like 2 weeks of preparation for us to get to that point. I'm so sorry. I have an infection.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no God. It's an infection on my. My brain.
Okay, at least it's not your penis.
It causes me to see sound. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, this is synesthesia, but it's not. I've already consulted with Dr. WebMD himself, and he assured me that it is not, in fact, synesthesia. So, it's very distracting right now. Every time you say something, even our wonderful professional live band music in the background that we have every episode,
right,
is just triggering this reaction in my brain. It's very distracting.
What flavor is the word help?
Blue.
All right, you don't understand what flavors are. That I think we have learned.
I told you it wasn't synesthesia.
Well, let me tell you, at least you're not a Sumatran rhino. They're now extinct in Malaysia.
That's terrible.
I know.
But
that's so
Matt,
sad.
We're not doing the show. I'm pouring my heart out to you right now. This is very important to me.
Okay.
I can't do the show anymore.
Well, in other news, a pack of wolves were discovered in California.
No,
it's been a while.
I don't
hasn't
I can't.
It?
I can't do the show. Hearing my own voice.
I need
causes,
to do the show.
Matt, I know that. I know, but we're gonna have to take a hiatus or something, man. I can't keep up.
Do I have?
It hurts my brain. It literally hurts my
brain.
You
don't need it. You don't need the brain.
I do need the brain because the brain is what controls the mouth, and the mouth is what brings joy to all of our listeners.
I don't know if that's true.
Without the mouth, there is no joy.
I really doubt
that. 2 Corinthians 72:5, paragraph A, subsection 2. B.
B. I was waiting for the B.
Yeah.
You're a hurricane. Hurricane.
I'm a hurricane.
You are.
I'm a hurricane of emotions right now because I don't know what's going to happen to my brain.
Well, just take solace in the fact that they've named a hurricane after you. You're very windy today. I just want you to know that.
If you really, if it's that important to you that you're willing to risk my brain well-being,
no,
then I guess we can continue.
I think you don't understand. You need to have that drive that you make the decision to risk your brain. I don't want you to.
Well, it's not a risk because there's about a 99.9% chance that I will die if I continue doing the show.
I want you to be a success. It's all I've ever wanted for you.
And I might be a success. I mean, I am a success, and I will continue to be a success up until my death, which will be probably in about 10 minutes if I continue the show.
Well, we got 10 minutes then. That's what I hear when you say that. When you hear yourself say that, it sounds like you hear, well, I have
okay,
no time.
Okay, so I'll start writing out the title for this episode.
Okay.
The last episode where Matt kills Dan.
I mean,
that'll be the
it's
title.
A glass
right?
half full, half empty kind of situation here.
No, it's pretty much a glass half empty situation.
Bring it right up.
I'm dying.
Bring it right up to that last minute. You know, that's what
every
Michael Jordan
word,
did in the basketball tradition.
Slowly kills me.
I don't know what to tell you. In America, we work hard. And if you're not willing to work hard, then you're not an American.
See, it's already having an effect on me.
I don't know what to tell you. You can do whatever you'd like. I can do this on my own. It's fine. I have
All right.
years and years of practice.
All right, I'm going to mute my microphone.
All right.
I'm going to tune in on my vintage home stereo system, and I'm going to listen to the Matt Show.
All right, sounds good. In fact, I'll tell what. I'll leave gaps where you're supposed to talk, and we could dub someone else's voice in there later.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. All right.
In fact, I have a robotic voice
right.
handy that will dole out responses to you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yep.
I programmed him to make responses that sound like things that I would say.
Perfect.
All right, here we go. I'm muting my microphone now.
All right. Well, welcome. I think we've had certain improvements this week. We won't mention what they are, but we'll see if they end up working. So, Dan, what do you think of bears?
I hate you, Matt. I hate you so much.
Okay, that's clearly just you. You're just... you. That's not
there
even...
There is no you.
No,
there is only Dan Bob.
I thought this was going to be a gag where you used a text-to-speech engine.
Matthew... I will kill you.
No, you're doing it wrong.
This is a robot.
Not that. You're doing your robots wrong.
I don't know what you are talking about.
Is,
I am a robot.
This is cringeworthy.
I cannot feel pain or remorse.
Wow.
Please die, Matthew.
This is so amateur.
You know what's amateur?
What? Come on. Work hard for me here.
You.
Wow.
You are the most amateur person I've ever met. Every week I come into the studio,
uh-huh.
put on my $3,000 headphones,
and you forgot your pants.
And you're sitting there with your stupid Apple EarPods in.
They're much more comfortable, and my ears are small, and you know it.
You don't get an accurate sound profile when you put those goddamn things in your ears.
You don't know what it's
you
like
need,
to have small ears.
You need studio monitors if you're going to do a professional radio podcast.
You know, you want to talk to me about professional.
Yes.
Last week.
Let's talk professionalism.
Last week.
How about the time you came in
nope.
completely wasted off your ass?
That's what you did
and
last
you fell
week.
Fell on the soundboard and messed up all of my controls.
You came in 2 weeks ago with two girls hanging off each arm. That's four if you can't do the math. And you were sloshed, as they say. You couldn't even think.
And that made for a great podcast. In fact, that is our most downloaded episode, if you want to check our stats.
You know, I don't know if our listeners know this, but you've been having a little trouble lately in life, haven't you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, listeners, I'd like to... Let me just turn our wonderful music down for a minute, because this is kind of an important point that I definitely haven't already made. I have a brain disease, and I'm going to die in about 6 minutes. So yes... I do have things going on.
And what about the court case? Look, Just because you don't want to die doesn't mean you can't talk. This is dumb. You just have to, like I said before, you have to work it up to the last minute. Do I need to bring up Michael Jordan again? He's an American
hero.
I'm
sorry, I couldn't hear you over the sound of the bacteria eating my brain.
Well, you can't
literally
hear bacteria. But apparently you might be able to taste them or something because you have some type of hearing, tasting, seeing thing.
I can feel them. I can feel them eating my brain. I can feel them taking a stroll through my various brain cavities and just noshing down on...
Are you sure that's not the sound of you moving away from the microphone?
Yes.
Okay.
That's definitely not what that is. Okay.
That's good, because I wouldn't want that to happen.
Why? Why does it matter?
Well, one would like to think that your life means something, wouldn't they? One wouldn't.
Wouldn't they?
Wouldn't.
One would think that, wouldn't they?
One would. And so we hope that you're going to make it through this. Let me join the rest of our staff.
Is this the royal we, or is this the rest of the podcast?
It's the ethical we.
Oh, the ethical we. That's good. That's good.
That's right. So I and the other staff members here would like to join hands and wish you well on your journey through death, and hope that you make it to the other side relatively unscathed.
Through most assured death.
Sorry?
Through most assured death.
I hope you make it out of death. You know, there is something on the other side.
So, I have a news story for us.
Oh, good.
This actually just happened 15 years ago. McCain skips Bush fundraising visit to home state.
Oh.
George W. Bush was picking up political cash and support in Arizona on Wednesday, while his former presidential rival, Senator John McCain, stayed away from a fundraiser involving the quote-unquote soft money donations he opposes.
Oh, wow.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Can't believe that was 15 years ago.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's like history is repeating itself. He's still alive. There's still another Bush. What's going on here?
I know, and he's still in the running.
He's still in
another
office.
Bush.
I know.
Trying to FRS up.
I don't even know what that means, but he sure is trying.
He is.
I admire his fortitude.
Yeah, definitely. Fortitude is the word that you should use for that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep, fortitude. And he's really got gumption.
Yep.
Gumption. You don't get enough chance.
Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Yep.
Sarsaparilla.
So, an update. We've been keeping you guys updated on this as it progresses. But Hurricane Katrina, as the storm pushes inland, the Gulf Coast prepares for disastrous flooding.
Oh.
Yeah, that was only 10 years ago.
Oh, man. I was there.
I mean, too.
I wasn't there, but I was there.
I was definitely there. Yeah.
I was alive.
I was rowing a boat.
You was rowing a boat?
Yeah.
Well, another news story from around that time, this guy named Donald Trump was starting a reality show soon.
Really? That was that long ago already.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Now he's president.
He's not president yet.
No, it's 2018.
Well,
I mean, we can laugh about it, but that's not a laugh.
2018? That's crazy.
You're crazy.
No, I have a brain-eating tumor.
Is it time yet?
2 minutes until my death.
All right. I really...
Or, you know what? Maybe I've been going about this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I will be reborn into Dan 2.0.
Let me ask you.
And the bacteria will take over.
What would you want to be when you die?
What would I want to be?
Yeah, what do you hope to be?
Is this like that game that people play, rock, mineral, vegetable?
No, just tell me. From the bottom of your heart, what do you close your eyes, you imagine yourself wasting away, becoming just a pile of bones. What would you hope that pile of bones would become?
A really big boulder.
And, I mean, why?
Because I would last forever then. When's the last time you've seen a boulder die?
That's a little bit of a trick question.
No.
You can't die if you're not alive.
You just offended like half of our listening population. There's a pretty large movement towards geological the sanctity of
geology,
geological consciousness.
Oh, oh,
yeah.
Is that it, like touching rocks and?
No, no. It is the truth, as far as I'm concerned, that all rocks are alive. They have consciousness.
Hmm.
They have souls, unlike people.
And so you want to be alive as a rock?
Yeah.
How would you feel? What led you, what in your past?
Well, rocks don't have feelings. That's ridiculous.
So you don't like your feelings. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. If I were a rock, I wouldn't have feelings.
Hmm.
But I would live forever.
Do you feel hurt?
No, no. Unless somebody runs up to you and hits you with a hammer. But well, we're not in the area with the singing rock, so I wouldn't have to worry about that.
I mean, do you feel hurt right now? Do you feel pain? Is that why you
yeah,
want...
Yeah, actually. I'm actually in an excruciating amount of pain because of the brain-eating bacteria.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I wish you had told me earlier.
Well, I did. I mean, I told you... I've been telling you for since the last episode, really. But you kept ignoring me and laughing.
Hints.
And
you've been dropping hints.
No, I've been definitely telling you with 100% certainty that... You know, I'm pretty sure I wrote you a letter... So I sent you an email too. So let me see if I can pull that up.
Well, I mean, you can't rely on technology these days.
Yeah. So, 8/18/2015. So a couple days ago.
Right.
Dear Matt, I can't do the show anymore. I have a brain-eating bacteria. It's going to kill me. It is literally going to kill me. Love, Dan.
Well, okay. So here's my reply. If you look down below, I asked you if you want any meatball sandwiches from the shop around the corner. That was thoughtful. I was trying to console you.
And the meatball sandwich was delicious, but that doesn't change the fact that I have a brain-eating bacteria.
It does. It does. Because while we're eating that sandwich, everything is okay. If you never stop eating the sandwich, you're not going to die.
Maybe the answer is carbs.
The answer is carbs. That's thanks,
maybe
America.
Atkins had it wrong. I just need so many carbs.
That's what our listeners need to hear.
Yeah.
They need to eat
carbs. To all of our
carbs.
Listeners out there that can still walk, eat lots of carbs.
Eat as many as you can find.
Yeah. Just pick them up off the ground, dust them off, put them in your mouth.
Taste them. Enjoy them. Touch them.
Yeah. Savor them. Swallow them.
Mm-hmm.
Try and hold on to them for as long as you can.
And that goes for the people around you.
Yeah.
All of those things.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, are you dead yet? Perhaps it's a fitting way to end the show with the end of a life. I suppose that's all we have. I'd like to thank you for turning out tonight. This music is no longer appropriate, but that's okay. Nothing about this show is. I don't think he's coming back. So, with that... bid you all farewell. And next time, perhaps there won't be a next time.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know. You died.
What?
You died.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You died.
No, I didn't. I'm right here.
You died.
Are you ready to start the podcast?
Yeah, I've been ready. Golly.
All right, cool.
All right, let's do this.
What do you mean died?
You died.
I was in the bathroom. I'm sorry. I had some tummy troubles. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah,
but
you did.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I cleared out the pipes, if you will, and got my new microphone.
Well, I learned very something excited. While you were in the bathroom.
Did you?
Yeah, I learned that I wouldn't be sad if you died.
Wow.
I know.
Well, that's a horrible realization, isn't it?
I can't help it. It's just true. Sometimes you know something to be true, and you don't want to admit it until it happens. And you know, I didn't want to really wait until that point, so I'm glad I got there without it actually happening.
Well, do you think it would happen if I died again? I mean, I didn't die a first time, but...
Right, but
if you found out that I actually died.
I don't know. I'd like to think that I'm stable.
Consistent.
And, yeah, consistent. Stable, I think, is what I want to be.
Mm-hmm. But nobody will ever be stable.
Is what I probably am.
No, you're not stable.
No, consistent.
I mean, I've talked to your ex-wives. There's no stability in your life. In fact, I don't know anyone that knows you that would describe you as stable. You know, not to go off on a tangent. But.
It's funny. It's funny that you bring that up on air.
Well, just, you know, Yeah, you were talking about how little you care about my death, so...
Well, I just was being honest.
Eye for an eye, buddy.
Let's ask the guy you hit with a car how he feels.
Let's start the podcast.
Let's start. Okay.
All right. I'm going to clap my hands and it'll start.
Okay. We have to pray.
One, two,